Do you know of any legitimate threats recently?
Yes. So very recently, China is developing what's called a super EMP weapon, which our devices will protect against. To give you an idea, a regular EMP is 50,000 volts per square meter. A super EMP is 200,000 volts per square meter, inducing directly into all of your electronics. And Russia and China have both very recently threatened us.
Hey, everybody, I'm Shemaine, and today on the show, we talk about the overwhelming evidence for why you need to have EMP protection. If you love God, love this country, love your family, then you're in the right place. Take out your podcast app and type in The Shemaine Show and subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Also, check out Podbean for a brand new platform, and I'm going to go live there once a week. And you know, the ability to chat with others during the show is fun and enlightening. So today we're going to talk about EMP Shield. EMP Shield is the world's first whole home electromagnetic lightning surge protection device. EMP Shield exceeds military standard testing requirements at Keystone, as well as Meditech Labs, and guarantees lightning protection unlike other similar products. Now, EMP Shield is going to protect your home, your business, or your vehicles, and it has the only standalone insurance policy on the market. They guarantee up to $25,000 worth of replacement costs should the energy make it past the device and damage your equipment. Now, EMP Shield's most popular model, which is what Ted and I have in each of our vehicles, is the vehicle model. Typically, it retails for $389, but if you go to EMP Shield right now and use the promo code Shemaine, Shemane, guess what, guys? You're going to save $50 off each device. And I can't recommend this more. And if you don't know what EMP Shield is, you're going to want to know. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's on with the show. Today, joining me are two crazy guys, two wild and crazy guys from EMP Shield. And they just stopped by today to set up our vehicles and our home with EMP Shield. And I got to tell you, I have prayed for somebody like you guys to come along, and it's amazing that you guys are going to be sponsors now on our television show, Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild. We're so excited for that.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. I'm Pat Barnes, and I'm one of the directors of sales at EMP Shield, and I have...
If you're the director of sales, why are you videotaping and talking into the mic?
Well, I'm one of the directors of company development.
So okay. I'm Andrew Butch, and I'm director of sales and marketing. I'm also one of the owners of the company.
Great. Yes. So, no, I'm just being silly because you are like we are, and we, as you know...
We do it
when
all.
You guys were filming my husband, I'm actually running the teleprompter and the computer. Mm-hmm. So we do it all as well, and I think that's what's really important. Tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to start EMP Shield.
Yeah, so there's a clear need for this type of protection. Before we invented EMP Shield, the only thing that you could use was a Faraday cage, which means that you had to put your devices into a box that you could no longer use. And so with EMP Shield, we're able to protect vehicles and homes, the government, the military, and even civilians can use this application to protect themselves from EMP, coronal mass ejections, and also lightning.
What was the last one?
Coronal mass ejections.
Oh, I thought it was like perhaps it could protect you from coronavirus.
Oh no.
You know, or maybe Corona Light, because you
Corona Light,
Corona Extra.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So it will do that as well.
Yeah,
that's right.
It will protect you from Corona Light.
Okay.
Yes.
Corona Light. Yeah. So, why did you decide to do this? Was there something that you flipped a switch and went, man, we got to do this. We got to do it now.
Yes. Yeah. So this was a threat it's a clear threat. It's something that China and Russia have been trying to leverage against us and threatening super EMP weapons for quite some time. And so we knew there was a need for protection, and there was nothing out there that existed. So that's why we invented it.
Yep. during the last portion of his presidency, the former President Trump issued Executive Order 13865, which then directed the states to take care of EMP protection on their own. And obviously, the guy is no longer in the White House, and the current regime is not upholding that executive order, although
they're not upholding a lot of things,
you know,
are they?
Although when has that ever stopped them? You know, this is kind of par for the course, right, Jermaine? I mean, that's why we're here talking and having this conversation right now.
We had a lot of conversations off camera, off mic, that we are aligned on many things, which is why I said, don't go. You can't go. All the plants are going to die. No, you can't go. I got to interview you really quick before you guys take off. So I appreciate that. So what was it for you, Pat, that made you want to jump on board?
It was a lot of things. So it was a conglomeration of things. I met a guy at a camp out a few years ago. And we met the same guy that invented this technology, and looking at it from just a self-preservation perspective, it was about protecting my family, and then protecting my friends, and then protecting my extended family, and then, you know, just going up the food chain all the way up to what we have now, I guess, come to call a government, centralized government. I don't know what you call them today.
I don't know what you call them either.
But they're not centralized, and they're not a government. Anyways, we're going down a rabbit hole. But for me, it was about self-preservation. It was about doing the right thing. It was about protecting my family and my friends.
And why do you think that that this has all happened so quickly? I mean, if you noticed since Biden took office, I mean, we've spiraled down fast.
Oh yeah, this is by design. So Andrew's got some very. We were just talking about this on the way down. We have some super. We probably shouldn't even talk about it on your podcast.
No, go for it.
No, super interesting insight.
I told you
this.
I've had Juan Osaven on, so you can feel free to talk. That's why I'm doing this audio only podcast. I've been banned on a couple social media platforms, but audio, you can kind of get away with some more things. And I think it's really important that we get this message out. My phone is blowing up, as I'm sure yours are as well.
Yeah.
People are worried.
Yeah.
People are scared.
Sure.
This is a perfect time for EMP Shield.
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, the threat has never been more real. There is so many things going on in the background of the world that we don't see on the news, right? We live in what we refer to as the disinformation age. You know, we came out of the information age in the 90s and the 2000s, and now we are in what I call the disinformation age, where we don't know what's real. We don't know what's truthful. We don't know whether we watch on Fox News or CNN or Newsmax, whether you can believe that. We have to come to outside sources, you know, like your podcast and some other, you know, places like Marfugel News and some of these other guys to kind of get some kind of something that we might think is real. But who knows? You know, I don't know. I surely don't have any idea, but maybe Juan knows.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know. Andrew, you've had quite the background. What do you care to share?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm happy to share a lot of it. So I did spend 15 years in the Army, 10 of which was in special operations, specifically in PSYOP. I've also owned several tech startups, one of which was doing apps. I've had five top 50 iTunes apps on the App Store. Yeah, I was an app developer for
What was your favorite?
My favorite. So I created an app called Workout Hero, which
what?
Was.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
Like I've been in the fitness industry for 40 years, over 40 years now. Really?
Yeah, okay, really.
We're gonna have to talk.
I had an app called Timers Pro that was officially used by, well, it was used by CrossFit in the CrossFit Games, which was kind of neat as well. And other than that, got out of the military and helped start EMP Shield, and here we are today.
Wow. Well, good for you. That's awesome. God bless you guys for doing this. Have you had any backlash? Have you been suppressed in any way? Have you been deplatformed anywhere? Yeah.
Andrew's our director of marketing and sales. He can tell you, he can write a book on how we have been metered, for lack of a better word.
So we have, and it's actually quite unfair because we're not really doing anything that would even be a trigger or an issue with these platforms. It doesn't violate, in our opinion, any of their policies, but we have had ads that have been certainly denied for saying that individuals need to go protect themselves, that it's important to protect yourselves, which is highly unusual and weird. So we're still able to reach anywhere from about 30 to 40 million people a year via our social media and paid advertising. But it probably would have been 70 or 80 had it not been for certain platforms that have kind of, I don't want to say shadow banned, because they still allow us to give them our money. Yeah. But we're certainly not getting the reach that we used to initially. It's really crazy to say we got the reach in 2020 that we're less than that now. We're spending three times the amount of money.
Yeah. I was getting 50,000 views on my Facebook videos that I was doing a podcast and a video podcast. And then toward the election, it dropped down to like a few thousand.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable that, you know, this seems to mirror history.
It does.
And this disinformation culture has really, I don't understand why anybody thinks that it's a good idea, because what's wrong with me saying, hey, you know what? I think you guys should get some more good sunshine and vitamin D and exercise a little bit more and maybe drink a green juice and have a smoothie or something. Like, I can't say that. I can't say what Ted and I use to heal from the
stuff.
My friend David Nino Rodriguez, who I have to interview or introduce you to, he always calls it the boogeyman.
Yes.
So when you just say the boogeyman came.
We use that same analogy.
Okay.
Yes, we don't have any boogeymen anymore. We don't have a monster under the bed. We don't have a scary thing that's hunting us in the dark. This is the new, and so they manufacture new boogeymen to keep us distracted.
Every how long? Every certain?
It's about every 3 to 6 months.
And isn't it interesting that, you know, when I was a kid, I was fully vaccinated. In fact, now I say I'm fully vaccinated. I just didn't get an experimental shot.
Yes.
But I got the polio vaccine.
Yes.
I don't have polio.
Yeah.
Why, who in the world believes that you need to keep getting boosted and getting another shot and getting another shot?
You want to know who believes that?
Yes.
The people that manufacture the vaccines.
This is true. Have you seen how much money they're making?
Wait, actually, it's not them. It's the people that sit on the board and collect the dividends from the people that own.
How about, our politicians. How can you go into office making, what is it, $140,000 a year and come out making $140 million?
Yeah. You look at the list of millionaires in this country, and most of them are politicians. Yeah. In fact, almost every politician that went into Congress, Senate, that was not a millionaire previously, they are now. Go figure. But they did that honestly. They came by that money honestly, right?
And nobody's investigating them. Nobody's investigating Hunter Biden's laptop. But we have the January 6th investigation for what?
How can you?
And if that is really the Jan 6th hearing, if that's, you know, okay, let's say there was something going on, and there was. We know that something bad happened.
Oh, it was very clearly Ashley Babbitt lost her life.
Exactly. But not to the extent that they're saying, but why isn't there any cross-examination? Why can't the opposing viewpoint be told?
Because alphabet agencies work for those that control the power. And what do all people with power want?
More power.
Yeah. And if not more power, they covet and want to keep the power they currently have. This is why you have legacy families that are in Congress. This is why you have legacy families that are in Senate.
Well, that's a whole other conversation about the families that run the world, the Rockefellers.
My goodness.
We can go down that rabbit hole sometime.
This is a good one. Oh, we have to go down this rabbit hole. I have so many. See, this is where I thrive. That rabbit hole is a good one.
Do you want me to call Juan?
Yeah.
I'll call Juan.
You know what? We don't want to take care of his. We don't take his afternoon. He's probably got better things to do than maybe. I don't know. Maybe this is a conversation he needs to have.
Yeah. I can tell you, Juan would be educating us about a lot of things. He is the smartest guy I know. I got on the phone with him. I was coming back from Dallas, and I had a friend of mine who red-pilled me a couple years ago, and I went down the rabbit hole and found out about this child sex trafficking thing blows my mind. Pizzagate. I had no idea. Pizzagate,
it's been forgotten about. We don't even talk about it anymore because you're supposed to be scared of monkeypox.
Right. Now, that didn't go over very well, did it?
No.
What happened to that?
I think they're still trying. Honestly, I think the narrative is still trying to be pushed that you should be scared of monkeypox.
Right.
And don't forget, there's something else that's scary out there in the dark, too. But monkeypox is the
monkeypox
thing. Monkeypox, yeah. Oh, and we just repealed Roe versus Wade. You're supposed to be mad about that.
Well, we didn't. It was overturned. And here's the thing. Here's another thing. Ted and I did a podcast about this.
Yeah.
Abortion is not outlawed. You can still get it. If you want to kill your baby, kill your baby. Go ahead. We're just not going to pay for it.
That's right. That's right. And the truth be told, this is a part of that disinformation cycle that we are unfortunately trapped in. And I don't know how to get out of it. I don't know how we break this cycle, but I'm kind of pissed that we didn't grab our torches and pitchforks a couple of years ago. And, you know,
well, you know, we were with President Trump a month ago or so, and we had a roundtable discussion. Yeah. It wasn't just us. There were a few other people, couples there. And it was the funniest thing because Ted and I were there, and I told Ted before we walked into the room, I said, I'm going to ask him about, do you know about the WEF, World Economic Forum? Do you know about that? And okay, he's shaking his head.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, I'm going to ask him about that and about that, what all of that stuff. Another rabbit hole. I'm going to ask him about this, and I'm going to ask him about that. And so we sit down, and everybody's going around the table saying, thank you, President Trump, for what you're doing, because really he has brought so much darkness to light. He shed a light on so much of this evil that's in this world. And he is beginning to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
But so right when it came around time turn for me to speak, Ted grabbed my arm and he goes, now don't be negative.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Like, I want to say all these things. But he did say, I said, thank you, President Trump, for what you're doing and what you have done. But we know that this is a spiritual war. We know the bad thing about what's going on right now is that it's pitting us against each other.
By design.
But Ephesians 6:12 says, we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities of this dark world.
Yep.
And we all know who's in charge of this dark world.
Yes. Yes. We are in that time right now. We are living it. Unfortunately, there's a reason why men like us are living in times like this.
Absolutely. Esther 4:14 says, for perhaps you were born for a time such as this.
Yes.
And I do believe that. I think that, and one of the things that President Trump said is that it had to happen this way.
Had to.
So we could wake up.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the parents who are speaking out at school board meetings, finally going, you're teaching my kid what?
I've had enough.
Yes.
And it's about time.
Yes.
You know, the soccer moms and NASCAR dads are finally starting to wake up. But will it be enough, and will it be soon enough? Will enough NASCAR dads and soccer moms have had enough before the wheels come off the bus? Before we are in another, I don't want to use the word, but fight against our own people. Will they reach that tolerance, that threshold, that clamping level before we break? And I don't know. I hope so.
What do you think, Andrew?
I have no idea. This is kind of a play by ear. I mean, we can make assumptions. We, you know, generally believe the economy is going to continue to do what it's going to do. There's global issues, you know, all over the place, some of which, and I think we can even mention on the show because this isn't one of those platforms, but, you know, you've got Russia and Ukraine. You've got several other of our country's enemies doing some pretty crazy things out there. So we're going for a wild ride. And, you know, all I tell people is start being prepared.
Yes.
You know, get ready now while you can. Even gas is high, but you know what? You can still get what you need at this point in time.
Yes.
So get it while you can.
We're so fortunate. I mean, to think about really, there are going to be food shortages coming, but right now you can get whatever you want within a couple of miles.
Today you can. So we do a thing up there in Kansas. We do a Midwest Preparedness Project. It's a kind of a preparedness mindset camp out kind of festival we've done for like the last 10 years. Andrew's been helping us put on classes on everything from bullet casting to kydex sheath making to doing classes and reviews on knives and fire starters and everything. Oh my, but this has kind of been the mantra that we've pushed in the Midwest for the last 10 years. Get prepared, stay prepared, be prepared, because, you know, this is the day and age we live in. There was a time when the people who are in charge of us tried to kill the people that they were in charge of. And if you don't think that can happen again, you're going to get what you deserve.
Well, we just celebrated Independence Day.
I did not.
You did not.
I did not.
No.
I don't feel very independent right now.
Well, compared to other countries, we are.
We are.
To North Korea, China, and Cuba, we are. But you're right. I mean, it's headed down a path that's frightening.
Yes. I'm a first generation American. My mom is an immigrant. She escaped the Ferdinand Marcos regime, came here in the late 1960s, early 1970s. She raised us on stories of atrocities. Her dad was gunned down in the streets when she was 9 years old, holding his hand in the market. Her uncle was butchered to death by a guy with a machete right down the road from where her dad was gunned down. She was the oldest child of 13 kids in a small, poor village and had to escape all of that to come here to raise a better life, have a better life for her kids, blah, blah, blah. Same sad story. She raised five of us in Detroit, Michigan with no help. by herself. She didn't know what welfare was. She didn't know what social services was. She worked three jobs as a seamstress. She worked at the Ford plant. She did all whatever she could do. But the story, the legacy that she raises on the atrocities that are just one generation removed from what we think is a civilized society, we have no idea how close we are to anarchy and to chaos and to starvation and brutality.
Yep.
And it's just one generation removed.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, guys, I am so grateful. Like when I saw that you guys were coming on as our sponsors for Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild, I'm like, really? They are? I'm so excited because we only align and allow sponsors that we've got to approve the products. We got to, and as soon as I found out, I'm like, Toby, send me all the information and I want to check these guys out. I want to make sure this is because your products are needed so badly right now. People don't even know.
Thank you.
So anybody listening right now, go to empshield.com.
Yes, you got it.
empshield.com.
Yep.
And order yours today because we're getting, well, we have one car outfitted, but you're going to do mine next.
Yes, right? That's okay. Right. When you call in or when you email in, make sure that you mention that you talked or you listened to Shemaine's
there
podcast.
There you go.
Okay.
Do they get a discount?
I think we can hook something up.
Okay. We'll just name the code Shemaine. It'll give every customer $50 off per product.
Get out
and we'll
here.
Have that available very shortly.
That's awesome.
We can do that for you. We can set this up so we can make sure all of your listeners are taken care of. So that way you're doing your part, we're doing our part.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And this, again, I can't emphasize enough. If you guys have never heard about EMP, real quickly, Andrew, what's in the EMP? We didn't even get to that yet.
No, that's okay. We'll do it quickly. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And to give you the non-nerdy version, it's basically created by a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere. And we're not talking like where you can see it above your head. This is 300 miles above the Earth at International Space Station level. So you're not going to even probably see this bomb when it goes off. Now, this is almost like a dirty nuclear weapon, which is designed to release gamma radiation. And all that really means is when the gamma radiation is released, it gets shot downwards towards the Earth and it passes through the atmosphere and freed electrons are stripped and shot down towards the Earth. And this is not science fiction. This is a real thing. This is actually considered to be one of the most devastating weapons of mass destruction in existence right now that the U.S. has been publicly threatened by pretty much all of our major enemies. Long story short is this is a weapon that will destroy all electronics. This is going to send us back to the 1800s. We're no longer going to have a grid giving us power to our homes. We're not going to have cell phones. We're not going to have computers. And your vehicles aren't going to work. According to the Department of Homeland Security, roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after an EMP. And it's actually not just because of food or fighting. It's primarily because of a lack of clean running water and a lack of sewer. Yeah. People can't drink water. People get sick.
Mm.
And then they start fighting and, of course, don't have food or transportation or logistics. So it's going to be a nightmare. And that's why we're here to help protect as many people as possible.
And do you know of any legitimate threats recently?
Yes. So very recently, China is developing what's called a super EMP weapon, which our devices will protect against. To give you an idea, a regular EMP is 50,000 volts per square meter. A super EMP is 200,000 volts per square meter, inducing directly into all of your electronics. Yeah. And Russia and China have both very recently threatened us.
Jeez. Well, do you know about CERN? Is that another podcast?
Yes, this is another podcast. I can't wait till we talk about the fifth gate. This is going to be great.
We're on the same page.
Yes.
Guys, we're going to have to do this again.
Yes.
You go do your thing with Ted. You got a little bit more filming to
do. Yep.
I'm going to go do another podcast, but maybe we can do round two. I got to find out more about CERN, the super collider, what you know. And also, do you know about Crimson Mist?
We are going to talk about so many cool things.
Okay,
good. I think we just became best friends.
Yes, we're BFFs.
Yes.
It's done.
This is awesome.
It's done. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Our
again,
pleasure.
One more time, how can people find you? Are you on social media?
We are. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We're on the Twitter. We're on the MeWe.
And the most important thing is to go to empshield.com and make sure to use that coupon code Shemaine.
empshield.com. Use the coupon code Shemaine, Shemane.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
These These are crazy times we're living in. And if you're looking for motivation to get and stay healthy, for fitness and nutrition tips, Bible study, and live coaching calls with me every week, you might be interested in my Wildly Well community. Register at ShemaineNugent.rocks and click on the Wildly Well dropdown. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Look for the blue check, and you might even catch my Dancing Friday videos too. I'm on YouTube, Rumble, and Truth Social. I'll see you there.